Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Siyabulela Makunga, the Competition Commission spokesperson. We're going to be talking about all sorts of competition that may or may not eventuate in the motoring sector. Siyabulela, thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon.
Good evening to your listeners, and thank you for having us.
So there's been a lot of interesting stuff in the news lately, talking about a revolutionary change within the motoring sector that could possibly benefit consumers. Maybe take us through what those changes will be, Siyabulela.
Groundbreaking changes indeed in the automotive sector. And obviously you would recall that the commission had received between the years 2011 and 2017 a multiple of complaints from independent service providers as well as consumers in the automotive aftermarket industry, where they were complaining about the lack of competitiveness in the automotive sector, as well as the barriers of entry for emerging service and independent service providers in the form of mechanics, panel beaters, that are obviously owned by historically disadvantage individuals or persons. But from the 1st of July, the commission, having gazetted the guidelines on the 29th of January 2021, in the main to seek and remove restrictions that were imposed by the original equipment manufacturers, as well as the anti-competitive conduct in the automotive sector as it relates to servicing, maintenance, and replacement of parts for motor vehicles. So from the 1st of July, we are expecting the car dealers as well as original equipment manufacturers, together with independent service providers and consumers, to adhere by the guidelines, which basically call for consumers to now have a freedom of choice, where they are allowed to shop around in terms of service plans, maintenance, repairs on their in-warranty vehicles. But more importantly, the changes talk about the unbundling of purchasing, servicing, and maintenance of cars. What that means is that you are no longer going to have a situation where a dealer forces you to buy a service plan from an OEM without your consent. You will have an opportunity to shop around for a service plan. So your price, the price of a vehicle, will now be separated from an all-inclusive price, which would ordinarily include your warranty, your service plan, your maintenance plan, and so forth.
That is really phenomenal that you have managed to promulgate legislation like that. What kind of impact are you expecting these laws to have on the costs of servicing, for example?
Most definitely, this will have a huge impact on the costs, because there will be more competitiveness in the sector. Now consumers have an opportunity to be free to shop around in terms of buying cars, in terms of buying service plans, in terms of maintenance. Now you have got an opportunity to look for independent service providers who are ordinarily known as emerging as well as historically disadvantaged, for as long as they meet the requirements. And what we are saying as a commission, that this has been the international practice. It's been done in other parts of the country, and we see no reason why it cannot be done in South Africa. So we're allowing our consumers an opportunity to shop around, and this will definitely have an effect in the reduction of costs for servicing, maintaining, and buying parts for repairs of vehicles.
So, Siyabulela, are you actually telling me that if I went and bought a nice fancy German saloon from X dealership, and then chose to buy a maintenance plan from Y dealership, that would not invalidate my manufacturer's warranty?
In essence, it shouldn't, because what we are saying is that we are calling on OEMs to, one thing, share the technical information for the independent service providers. What it means then, there will be a process where the independent service providers will have to undergo some validation by the OEMs that they are indeed in a position to provide you with the original parts of vehicles and or provide you with the kind of service plan or service or maintenance of vehicles as it is in line with their warranty requirement.
What a fascinating, brave move on your part. I'm just amazed that it got as far as it has, because my limited knowledge and understanding of the motor industry is that there's very little money to be made on the sale of the vehicle, but it's actually on the parts where the profit is. And I'm surprised they didn't take you on in a very forceful and meaningful way. Or did they?
I am happy you are raising this, because where we stand as a commission, we've received overwhelming support, not only from the emerging independent service providers, but as well as the National Association of Automobile Manufacturers of South Africa, who have given a thumbs up to these guidelines to say they are willing to support. But obviously, we are going to journey together, and we think that this is now an opportunity for us to work together in changing the landscape of the automotive sector.
Siyabulela Makunga, Competition Commission spokesperson. What a fascinating discussion that was. Thank you for your time this afternoon.
Thank you very much for having us.